The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Luciano Pavarotti brings in always Judge Andrew Napolitano. And Judge, welcome to the show, Judge Andrew. You know, he passed away, Luciano Pavarotti passed away 2007, and it just seemed to be a better time, an easier time. I don't know what it was. That was not too long ago, Judge. Do you know what I'm saying? These are crazy times.
I know exactly what you're saying. It was an easier time in 1956 when we were at Brookdale School together.
What? You know, man,
I'm on my cell this morning. Usually you call me on my landline, and the quality of the music of Luciano coming out of the cell is far better than the quality of the music that comes out of the landline. I'm thinking, he's got a different and a better performance of Luciano this morning. No, it's the same one.
The digital download. That is great. You know, but to your point, Judge Andrew Napolitano, we went to elementary school together, Brookdale Elementary School on Broad Street in the great town of Bloomfield, New Jersey. I remember Mom, God bless Mom, you know, listening. And, you know, they pick us up in those vehicles with no seat belts, with the big steering wheels. Remember? My mom had a Pontiac.
The steering wheel was like a wheel on a bus. It was enormous.
I don't know. And then, you know, I got to tell you, thank God. We got it. It's so good to pivot a little bit this morning with all the news. I got to tell you, my grandmother would drive around my Uncle Benny's car. And that, you know what that car was? A Chrysler Imperial. It was a boat. And my grandmother Carmela from Caserta, she'd be driving. She'd come visit. She'd drive with the rectangle steering wheel with the push button transmission. Days were easier, so Judge Andrew, back then.
When my grandfather, Peter Caruso, that's the one that worked with your grandfather Thomas Edison, would drive my grandmother, his wife, Louise Duva Caruso, from their house in the Ampere section to our house in the Brookdale section. My grandmother sat in the back seat. It was like he was her chauffeur.
I remember that. That is great. Right next to the cannolis. Oh, my God. You know, I got to tell you, and I know we got a lot to talk about, but I went back to, we're doing a show for the Broadway House, doing great things in Newark. Next door, the Roberto Clemente School, which was the Summer Avenue School that Pop went to school, elementary school at, Judge, in Newark, New Jersey, and I visited there just to show respect in the name of my father. I walked in there right down from Mount Prospect Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, this beautiful school now called the Roberto Clemente School. I went in, and it was like, I told these kids, you know, and I went into a bilingual class, Judge, right? And it was Spanish and English. And I told the Spanish teacher, I said, please tell them in Spanish that when my pop went to the school, he couldn't speak a word of English. And he couldn't, you know? They spoke Italian back then. The kids, their eyes were so big. You know, they had no idea who I was, but I knew, they knew and understood that. It's all we worked so hard to build this great country. What you have accomplished on the legal stage, the youngest judge in the Superior Court of the great state of New Jersey, appointed by one of the great governors of all time anywhere, Thomas Kane, and to accomplish all that you've accomplished, and I'm struggling and having fun, all in the name of our parents and grandparents, and then this today. Judge, I mean, really, it's just, I think, unnecessary. Give us your overview in the brilliant way that you do, Judge Andrew, if you would, sir.
Well, our colleagues at CNN, and I don't know how they're doing this, somebody must have seen it, are reporting that the indictment has 30 counts to it. That's 30 separate charges. Now, that leads me to believe, Joey, that there's more in there than just the Stormy Daniels, that there are other allegations against them. So before the people that love Donald Trump, mainly Republicans, but the people that love Donald Trump, start attacking Alvin Bragg, this is political, this is a witch hunt, this is weaponization, I think they probably should read the indictment first, because it's obviously, or apparently, I can't say obviously because I haven't seen it, something else in there. It wouldn't take 30 counts, I don't think, to charge just this hush money thing. Now, the hush money thing is a little dicey, as we discussed the other day.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
a federal crime for which people are sitting in jail as we speak, to use corporate funds to pay a campaign debt and to lie about it. That is essentially what the charge is here, that by reimbursing Michael Cohen, who paid Stormy Daniels to be quiet in the last 2 weeks of the general election in October of 2016 against Mrs. Clinton, Donald Trump, if he had used his own personal funds to reimburse Michael Cohen and then reported those as a campaign contribution. No harm, no foul, no crime.
Yeah.
The crime comes in when you use corporate funds. So the grand jury must have something more available to it than just Michael Cohen's word. We all know that Michael Cohen's reputation for telling the truth can be a little dicey. He's been convicted of this fraud, this campaign fraud in federal court. And then after he got out of jail, the Fed said, come in, we want to interview you. We may want to charge Trump with the same charges. They interviewed him for 2 days. At the end of the interview, they said, we don't believe you. You're not credible.
Yeah.
Well, they believed him when he testified against himself at his own guilty plea, but they didn't believe him enough to charge Trump.
Yeah, you know what's unsettling, though, is it's not Trump. It's Roger Stone. It's other people in the administration. It's people we haven't even heard about. The January 6th folks who just weren't even near the Capitol that the DOJ has weaponized. And don't you feel as a libertarian? Yeah,
I fully agree with you. The Proud Boys, the sedition trial, those guys were in Virginia. They weren't anywhere near the Capitol. They're being prosecuted for a thought crime, for thinking and talking about disrupting the government.
Judge, it's Orwellian.
If a guy disrupts the government from performing its functions and he gets convicted, he goes to jail for 5 years. If two guys talk about disrupting the government and then don't do it, they can go to jail for 5 years as well. But what kind of a country does that? Answer, ours.
How did we get here? Because this is like, this is Stalin. This is Goebbels. This is Iran. How did we get here, Judge?
I think you'll appreciate this. Here's a phrase I want you to look for in the next 3 days.
Okay.
Catch and kill. Catch and kill. Now, this phrase was coined by a mutual friend of ours, David Pecker. Here's catch and kill. Woman claims she has slept with Donald Trump. She goes to the National Enquirer and says, here's my story. The National Enquirer interviews her, writes up a story. They agree as to how much she's going to be paid for the story. She signs papers not to reveal it to anybody else. And then David decides, I'm not going to publish it. It's not that good. I'm going to publish a nice piece about Trump instead. They caught her and they killed the story. There are a number of those. That is called fraud. My guess is that these catch and kills are also in this indictment. Just a guess. Otherwise, I don't know what else would be in there that would form the 20 counts. So again, before the Republicans want to kill Alvin Bragg, they should wait and read the indictment and see what's in there and see how solid it is.
Well, the upset of Alvin Bragg is those of us who work in New York, as and you know where I'm going with this. I mean, if you put a gun in someone's face, it's a that that's not a felony, that someone should be in jail. No, they Bragg knocked us down. 53% of those assaults he knocked down from felonies to misdemeanors, and we
that
can't walk.
That does not keep us safe when he does that. That is a political left wing progressive. You that somehow somebody that puts a gun in your face is going to be reformed if they don't go to jail. That's hogwash.
Yeah, and hurting the people who need the help the most, Judge Andrew. And also, you know, your dear friend Arthur Idala was on earlier with your dear friend. We got the Dream Team legal team here with at AM with Anthony Pope, and Professor Dershowitz is going to join us. But the statute of limitations, it probably is up on the Stormy Daniels situation. Arthur suggested that that's what your friend Joe Tacopino should do, the first thing in front of the judge as the indictment is handed down. Could you go and mention, look, the statute of limitations is up. Cuomo put that in play during COVID, and we'd like to, you know, go along with that. Is that something that could happen, Judge?
Well, I fully agree with Arthur. Look, Joe Tacopina, who you and I also know, and Arthur knows, and I know Joe not only from television, from my work at Fox, I know him professionally. Joe, I would characterize as A plus 2.0. Joe is one of the five best criminal defense lawyers in New York City. Now, Trump doesn't always have the best lawyers because he's too cheap to pay them often. But in this case, I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. In this case, he does have one of the best. Joe knows that there are many arrows in his quiver that he can use to attack this, and one is statute of limitations. Now, I'll tell you what the government's going to say. The government's going to say he very publicly and ostentatiously left the state of New York when he lived in Washington, D.C., and then again when he deregistered himself as a voter and moved to Florida, and that told, that is, stopped the running of the statute of limitations. I don't like that argument, but the courts generally accept it.
Yeah. Judge Andrew, we appreciate
the
it.
The other argument that yes, Joe please. Can make is even if please. Trump did everything that the grand jury claims he did, it doesn't constitute a crime. Because you're basically are trying to prosecute a federal crime using corporate funds to pay a campaign debt in a state court. That's unheard of.
Yeah,
Joe has a lot of ammunition to fire away at this indictment. Again, we have to read the indictment. I think this is an educated speculation. There is more in there than Stormy Daniels.
Judge Napolitano, appreciate it. Judge, before we let you go, I hold in my hand, James Rosen, a mutual friend, the Newsmax White House correspondent, wrote the Scalia book. And I know you are so close to your friend Nino Scalia. I was curious to see if you read the book yet, because you could write the book about this guy.
I haven't read it, but I am one of his sources. And I know there's a footnote in there about a dinner party at an Italian restaurant where we stood up and said to Pio XII, to Pius XII, the greatest pope ever to sit as pope. And I said, Nino, change it. What do you want me to say? I said, say the greatest pope ever to reign over us. Oh, and he changes the toast and the crowd went wild. James, of course, loved that story. But then I said, why'd you make it a footnote? You should have started one of the chapters.
That's great. I know how close you were. It's great. And you know what, though? What we celebrate is Justice Scalia is the greatness of the Italian-American heritage and his Catholicism, Judge Andrew, which people forget about, and me being a diehard Catholic.
Joe, one day he called me up. It was a Wednesday. He said, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I'm going to work at Fox. He says, no, you're not. Come down here. We're going to go to Mass. It's Ascension Thursday. It's not a holy day of obligation anymore. We're going to go to Mass and protest the fact that it's not a holy day of obligation. We went, there were three of us at the Mass, Scalia's clerk and me.
That is great. A great story. Judge, thank you. Keep us posted. And thank you for the heads up and the inside line and everything, Judge. Please come back soon, my friend, and see you sooner, Andrew. Thank you. Thank you. All the best to you, too, sir. Judge Andrew Napolitano right there. 20 after 8 o'clock. Oi, oi. Do we have time now? When we come back, good. I'm going to get back and get together with the guys, with Al and Joe, when we come back. Debbie's here as well, because we're flying out of the box this morning. A lot to talk about. Ah, Deb, you can't make it up. But you got to laugh.
Know.
You got to laugh.
Know. You have to.
Everybody's got
to
calm down. Somebody called. I mean, we have a. Can I grab a phone call? Yes. Okay. I'll grab phone calls and we'll regroup when we come back.
Okay.
After Debbie does the traffic. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Debbie is on the roads for you exclusively on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you so much, Joe. The Cross Bronx eastbound, heavy traffic out by the Deegan. It's an accident. It's on the shoulder, but causing delays back to the George Washington Bridge, 40 minutes in at the GWB. Inbound Lincoln 10, Holland 15, volume on Tunnelly Avenue as you head north, getting up through North Bergen. It looks like a down traffic signal over there. Garden State Parkway south, heavy traffic through 145. Northbound Garden State Parkway, that's heavy as you get up toward exit 138. Watch for some delays on Route 9 northbound out through Lakewood. We're seeing delays on the eastbound Gowanus getting up and out toward the Prospect. Van Wyck is tough northbound up toward Atlantic Avenue. Watch for delays as you head over to the LIE westbound right through Woodhaven Boulevard. And still seeing delays this morning as you head to the southbound thruway approaching the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 53. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Joe on the radio. Thanks, Deb. Telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Love telling you about Route 22 Toyotas. 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. You could call Alex and the team, and you could say, look, I heard you on Joe Piscopo's show. We want to look at a RAV4, a Highlander. You know, Al went there. My sister Carol went there. Captain Frank goes there. This is the place where they're holding inventory for you. And all you got to do is call 973-705-8905 and say, look, I heard you on Joe Piscopo. What can you do for me? Alex Kinsella and the great team at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, you will find at Route 22 Toyota the area's largest selections of new Toyota vehicles. And you will also find a huge selection of pre-owned Toyota certified used vehicles while you're there. It's 973-705-8905. You speak with someone over at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. And again, you just tell them Joe Piscopo sent me.
Mike Gallagher is disgusted by the president's response.
He wanted to address the school shooting hours after it happened. And this is what he said.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs.
How could the president of the United States minimize this kind of an awful, catastrophic event? It's obscene.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All the craziness that's going on, let me tell you some good news, all right? Out of one of the most horrific days in the history of the United States of America, September 11th, 2001, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building its Let Us Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's a first of its kind, a community of about 100 homes for Tunnel to Towers program recipients, a Gold Star family, the Thorntons, moved in first, widow Danielle and children Jalen and Kinsley, after the death of her husband and father of the children, Robert, a United States Army sergeant, rest his soul. Danielle calls the home a blessing in the Let Us Do Good Village. Gold Star families and catastrophically injured first responders and service members are neighbors. Heroes and families of heroes live in one community so they can help one another heal. And with every mortgage-free home, every smart home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and to never forget. Donate $11 a month, please, to Tunnel to Towers at, please, T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. God bless you for helping out. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Joe on the radio, 825, out of New York, 50,000 watts out of New York, streaming worldwide on AM970TheAnswer.com. Bernie has been holding for a while. Bernie, sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning? Ah, we got you there, Bernie. Try again. Ah, we lost him, guys. All right, it's all right. Sorry. I'm sorry. Let me go here first, if I may. Because a lot to talk about. Al and Joe are here, and we're going to agree. This is it in a nutshell. So it's like, you know, I'm gearing up. I'm doing everything. I'm running out after the show, hopping on a plane, going to Florida. We're going to do the Make-A-Wish thing, a beautiful, beautiful event in Orlando. And then I'm going to hop on a plane early Sunday morning, come back. It's Palm Sunday. I'm going to go to Mass, and then I'm going to go do the Sunday show, and then we're up early for you on Monday morning here on AM 970. So I got a lot of now, daughter's graduating high school. I got this, I got that. So now, this is my life. This is my life in a nutshell. I order something for Olivia from Tiffany. She's not listening. So beautiful little thing, and I want it engraved. And they were very...
Beyond the people,
a little bit. Not so much. It really is a good deal, and you could do it online.
Beyond the People.
And I got it. I went to the Beyond the People section and the Tiffany online store, right? So
you have to be Beyond the People to get to that section.
You do.
No peasant can just go online, www. No. It's the Beyond the People section. There's a special box.
Actually, oh man, the prices at Tiffany, forget about it. But you're
Beyond the People. It doesn't matter. Price means nothing. Nothing. So I have to work 12 extra gigs. It doesn't matter. I do it. I do it because I'm Beyond the People.
I can't even. So I go. Now I'm going back.
Oh, you want me to sing Billy Joel? No problem. An extra 5,000. That will help Beyond the People.
That's the new trend, asking Joe Piscopo to sing Billy Joel.
You want those foreigner guys? Yes, no problem. Beyond the People, not a problem. Extra 10 grand. Gold is ice, baby.
Gold is ice. So I order it, a little thing from Tiffany engraved, and it's too small. And I can see it's too small, my bad. Now I go to Tiffany, now I go online. This is what I got to do. I go online, and I go, okay, let me, can I somehow change this? And Tiffany's is great online, by the way.
Just
but it
throw
is.
It for away for scrap. Put it in the clearance section. It's no problem. Someone will buy it.
I can't even afford breakfast at Tiffany's.
I'm not
going to
forget
about
breakfast at
just
Tiffany's.
Just to be fair, I'm not going to stop now.
It's okay.
No, I'm not stopping.
It's okay.
Relentless.
No, it's so funny. It is. But I got back. So I go back and forth online. I'm writing the guy back. They can now extend it. Listen.
Oh.
They can fix it. But it's like $70 an inch or something like
$70.
That.
$70.
It costs
mere
more
peanuts.
Than the thing.
Peanuts. I make that in a minute when I'm singing.
And I'll tip you as well. If you do this, I'll tip you online.
Oh, you want me to sing Vienna from Billy Joel? An extra 600. Not a problem. That pays for the necklace.
So now I got, but it will take forever.
What do you mean forever? She's graduating in June, right?
I know. I'm going right to, it's easier going to the Tiffany store. So then I go like this. Then, so Charlie is doing her play this weekend.
Yeah.
And of course I forget to do flowers. So I call the flower place. Listen, I call the flower place
And I go, and I, it's like,
hi, this is the guy that forgets all the time. Yeah, hi, yeah. Joe.
Yeah. So now I'm on the phone 25 minutes with this lady. There's people. No, but that's the point of all this is no one's work. Tiffany's was great. I got to give him a shout out. The flower people were like, they were flower people.
Those were the 60s. That was the 60s, man.
Nice.
Flowers, people in Woodstock, man.
I couldn't get through. I said, just get balloons. So I get down the whole thing. I get the card. I'm about to, I give her the card. If someone looks at my credit card, the bank flags it for fraud. You know that? That's the way. Right. And it's good. Better safe than sorry.
Sure.
So it gets hit all the time, and I got to call the bank, and I didn't put the card in. Card doesn't work because there's a fraud check on it.
Is there a guy at the card company who goes, I mean, really? Flowers again? No, this has to be fraud.
I bought something, and I get something from the bank. And I got to tell you, better safe than sorry. They go, did you order? Yes, I did. Stop harassing me. So now
Mr. Piscopo, you've been divorced. I mean, we just don't understand the rate of flowers. I have kids. Oh, okay. Sorry.
It was a nightmare. That was my day. Tiffany, flowers, bank. I just gave up. I just totally gave up.
You must be loaded. Flowers and Tiffany's.
Every time the car dings, he wakes up. Huh. Oh, French toast. Okay, clear it. Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, burnt chicken. Yeah.
But
okay,
the point is, there's nobody in charge. And what you got to do is put, and I would humbly submit to the corporations, is to put humans there. Stop with the AI. Stop with the press this button, that button. There should be a law in Congress.
Well, New Jersey is so to blame for this. Remember, I was trying to file for that anchor relief benefit, right? So you call them, and you had to file by a certain date. So I call them. Now, but mind you, they extended the date three times because I guess people were having problems getting through. The first time I called, hi, it's this long message. It's about 60 seconds. The guy goes, hi, thanks for calling the Anchor Benefit Program. We don't have any operators standing by to take your call. You'll have to call back another time, basically, they were saying. I mean, how is it that you introduce a program and then you don't have the amount of people to actually get on the phone and help you? It's ridiculous.
And they say there's no work and that, you know.
People don't want to work. That's the problem. Now, I mean, here's the thing. So people are getting laid off all over the place, right? In the media world, there are people getting laid off all over the
ABC
place. ABC
just
whacked
off
a whole bunch. Well, Disney is looking to cut a lot of money, and they said that the layoffs are going to happen in three tiers. There's a tier this month, I think in 2 months, and then there's going to be another one right before the start of the summer where they're laying off, I think, like 5,000 employees.
Wow.
It's a big deal. But, I mean, there are jobs out there for people, and people don't want to work. And it's in every sector.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
No, it's true. So so I got so frustrated. I said, I got to get to bed. Let me just sleep in. And then Trump's with the indictment. I'm going like, my gosh, what is going on? It's like a banana republic for real, for real. Yeah. And everybody's got to stop. You just got to stop. And if you're the corporations, and what gets me is the hippies in the 60s, they go up against
flower
the corporations.
People.
They would say all the bad things about the corporations are doing this, doing that. Now they're part of it. They're part of that. It's like now they're building those windmills, those whatever you want to call them, those turbines. Things on the Jersey Shore. Right. That is the worst of mankind right there because they don't work. They don't generate
Hello,
enough
Tiffany.
Electricity.
Tiffany, yes. I only want it extended 2 inches, not four. I can't work that many gigs.
If you've ever seen the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, I think they're able to get a Cracker Jack ring engraved for $10. So maybe you can get that done.
I must say, Tiffany's, you get real people. They were great, and you certainly
they're beyond
for
the.
Them,
I mean, that's the thing. Well, you pay for. I mean, that's beyond the people. What do you mean? They're not going to put some guy out. I will sing Vienna for you. No problem. Slow down, you crazy child. Take the phone off the hook and stay awake for a while. That's it. That's your $70 right there. Not a problem.
You know, at Frank Sinatra, you can't afford Frank Sinatra.
No, you can't afford. I'll give you Billy Joel. No Frank Sinatra. I'm so, sorry. Sorry, too expensive.
I'll give you Frank Sinatra Jr. at a discounted rate.
At least $5,000 a word. Forget about a phrase. But you can't even afford that.
I give up. I just give up. So anyway, it's all good. And Al, you're okay? You're right?
I'm fantastic. Listen, I finally got through. The state of New York left me a message yesterday while I was at the chiropractor. Apparently, I will be getting a check. In 30 days. Apparently, they only send the checks out monthly. And I guess yesterday was, I guess I missed the cutoff or whatever. So I will finally be resolving my mom's estate as of next month, the end of next month. And so by the beginning of May, I should have that check sent to me. So
word of advice from your pal Joe on the radio. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Put it in a little private account.
It's my money. Nobody's getting it except me. That's it. Well, no, I actually when I
don't pay anybody off with it.
No. But when I talked to the guy on the phone the other day, I said to him, I said, you know, my sister and I are both beneficiaries on the account. Is it a case where my sister didn't fill out? You know what I mean? Because there were other stuff going on during the estate where my sister wasn't sending stuff in, and I had to prod her like, hey, it needs both of us. Like, you have to send this stuff in. Guy says, no, that should make no difference. If you have all your T's crossed and I's dotted, shouldn't be a problem. You should get your check. I said, okay.
Because
yeah, I would have showed up at her Starbucks in Mattawan, and I would have yelled at her. So, you know.
Well, and there's so much news going on. We're going to talk to Colonel Jack Jacobs about the 9 soldiers killed after that 2 Black Hawk helicopter crashed, right? And then don't forget, there were insurrections in Kentucky and Tennessee, and it was the trans movement, whatever that is. There was the insurrection. They went in and raided the state houses in Kentucky and Tennessee. No one's talking about it. Who's arrested? Is the FBI, are they going to have hearings on this now? So don't let that go by, for crying out loud. You know, I just want to make sure that there's some things happening, but the Donald Trump story is overshadowing everything else. And we'll get into it when we come back for sure. We're going to talk with our friend Vic Richel. We're going to talk about the good things happening in the medical arena in New Jersey, celebrating Newark, celebrating Trinitas Regional Medical Center, RWJ, Barnabas, and then Professor Dershowitz in the 9 o'clock hour, and again, Colonel Jacobs. So we got the show. Just disheartening, but so help me God, we will get there. Fear not, we will get there. It's just such an incredibly bumpy road, you know, just trying to do the right thing in the United States of America these days. But indeed, we will. 8:35 on the radio. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A bomb squad is investigating after a suspicious device found inside a converted bus on Staten Island. Started Monday when a woman showed up at the police station with leg shackles and handcuffs, alleging her boyfriend sexually abused her and was holding her captive. When officials searched the property, they found what appeared to be a pipe bomb, multiple chemicals, and a 3D printer with parts of a suspected ghost gun. 65-year-old Isaac Alexander, along with another man, were arrested. After a big turnaround, one New Jersey town getting national recognition, Middlesex County's Metuchen was just named among the winners of the Great American Main Street Award. It marks a milestone because just 7 years ago, one in every 5 storefronts was vacant downtown, which is when Metuchen created a special improvement district with an extra tax of around $1,000 annually on properties to revitalize things. Meantime, the local volunteers began staging monthly events off Main Street, and new apartments were built with the town on a vibrant upswing ever since. In sports, the Yankees shut out the San Francisco Giants 5-0 in the Bronx, while the Mets took care of the Marlins 5-3 on opening day in Major League Baseball. The Devils, they skated past the Rangers by the final of 2-1 in Newark. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening as you head to Sunrise Highway eastbound service road out by Lincoln Avenue to Sayville. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic is still slowing down this morning as you head to the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. Van Wyck South, heavy traffic down through Atlantic Avenue. Westbound BQE, stop and go through Meeker Morgan. Traffic moving slowly right now on the Cross Bronx eastbound as you head out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's an accident that's causing delays at the inbound George Washington Bridge 40 minutes in. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland about 15. 280 westbound, bumper to bumper, up by exit 11, getting into East Orange with a crash being cleared. Traffic slowing down on the Garden State Parkway north at 138 with a crash. And over on 80 East, exit 37, as you get out toward Rockaway, it's a crash still being cleared as well. We're still seeing some pockets of volume over on the Hutch northbound as you get up through Scarsdale with a collision there. Partly cloudy today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Steel. There are over 10,000 reasons why steel is not sold at Lowe's or Home Depot. Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about law enforcement against drugs. We love this great organization, the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. When we talk on the radio every single morning for 4 hours, yeah, mamma mia, We always like to come up with solutions, not just ranting and complaining. And I think you've heard some legal solutions here today in regarding the news of the day. But in the meantime, when I look at these stats, 72,000 family members, friends, and neighbors we have lost to drug-related deaths. That's far too many, and it's time it comes to an end. So now our good friend Nick DeMauro, the executive director and CEO of LEAD, will be hosting a first of its kind. Well, it's been on the air for a while now. It's called Battling Drug and Violence with the LEAD Guy. Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. And he's been talking with experts, educators. I was on the show. He talks to police officers, community leaders about important issues that affect you and your children and your grandchildren. So we want you to tune in Saturdays at 12 noon for a show that you can't miss. It's called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. That's Nick DeMauro, and it's right here on AM 970, The Answer. By the way, for more information or to donate, we'd love for you to donate to LEAD. You can go to leadrugs.org. It's leadrugs.org.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today, the fastest growing religion is no religion at all.
Do you think religion is good for the world?
It only caused troubles and war.
This is Kevin Sorbo. In the new movie, Irreligious Nation, my family and I travel to Israel to explore our faith and how lack of religion is affecting our culture and society worldwide.
If God exists, is he even relevant today?
Is God obsolete? Watch Irreligious Nation at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Hey, Joe, telling you about St. James Health. I'm always proud to tell you about St. James Health because I love telling you the good things. And it's like I keep saying, unlike we're in talk radio, we're talking politics a lot of the time. And I got to tell you about St. James Health. We'll be talking to my friend Vic Richel in a moment to tell you about what's happening in New Jersey health-wise. Now, this is in the East, South, and West Wards of Newark, New Jersey. Again, my parents' hometown. And the goal of St. James Health is to bring primary care to the community and regardless of their ability to pay. So at St. James Health, they have adult medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, mental health. You need a booster flu shot, it's for free. Services are offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, accepting all insurances, including Medicare and Medicaid, as well as a discount based on income and family size for patients' out-of-pocket costs. And St. James has a staff to help enroll patients in insurance, including children, under the New Jersey Cover All Kids program. Here's the number for St. James Health, 973-789-8111. 973-789-8111. Please visit stjameshealth.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Katz at Night with John Katzimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Vic Richel is a friend. He's a big banking CEO, you know, and has a great history in that regard, but chairman of Trinitas Regional Medical Center, always giving back to the community, Mr. Richel is, a board member of RWJ Barnabas. Mr. Richel, Vic, my dear friend, welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Joe. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for all you do, Vic. You're the go-to guy in Jersey. You know that, right? When I say I know a guy, it's you. It's like, it's you help.
Oh, boy.
No, I know, just what you need. But you do so much for so many people. Tell us about Trinitas and RWJ and what's happening in the medical arena throughout the great state of New Jersey, sir, if you would.
Well, you know, Trinitas is very, very proud to be part of RWJ Barnabas now. RWJ Barnabas is the 24th largest healthcare system in the country. And I know I heard you talking about St. James Health, and they do wonderful things in Newark.
Yep.
And we at Barnabas do great things all over the state of New Jersey, trying to help people live healthy lives. At Trinitas, we're carrying on that mission. I think we're doing a terrific job for the people of the Elizabeth region and Union County. but Barnabas is doing it throughout the state.
It's, you know, I went over there because I'm a hypochondriac, as you know, Vic, you know, and I, my good doctor
I
is.
Do know that.
So my doctor is attached with the WJ Barnabas. I went in, I was telling, when I went for an MRI, it was like L.A., man. When you go in, high-end, classy, clean, and on state-of-the-art, and it's in Jersey, man. So this is, so we're really making headways in this regard.
It really is, Joe. And you know, in New Brunswick, we have the Cancer Center, University Cancer Center, that is absolutely
world-class.
State-of-the-art.
Yeah. Yep. This is amazing. How did you get involved in the medical arena coming from banking, Vic, if I may?
Well, I've been involved. Actually, Joe, it began many, many years ago when Elizabeth had three hospitals, and I was asked by some local people to become active in what was then the Alexian Brothers Hospital. And so I did. I became a board member of Alexian Brothers, eventually became chairman of Alexian Brothers, and it was merged into Elizabeth General and on the board of the General, and then the General was merged in with St. Elizabeth's to create Trinitas, and I've been chairman of Trinitas for quite a while.
Well, we love the guys and gals over there, Trinitas and RWJ, doing such a great job, and we're proud. We're highlighting Newark, and I know you're a Jersey City guy, actually, Vic, correct?
Well, I grew up in Elizabeth, but
yes.
I spent a lot of time in Jersey City when I ran statewide savings bank there.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Vic, can I ask you about the banking arena before we let you go, sir? Because I know, you know, you ran banks, you started banks. Are we okay regional bank-wise, small bank, community bank-wise, if I may?
Yeah, we are, Joe. The system is very sound. You know, banking is all about, and really it's important to recognize, it's all about people having confidence in the system. The system is strong. It's bouncing back very nicely after these couple of problems. The problem out on the West Coast with SVB was more poor management and lack
right.
of attention to detail.
Right.
And First Republic, as you know, had a problem here on the East Coast. But generally speaking, we are very strong. Community banks, local community banks are very strong. And our big banks and middle-range banks are very healthy.
Appreciate it. Vic Richel, and as you listen, we're talking with Vic Richel, who's a friend and a mentor. And, you know, Vic, before we let you go, I want to remember our dear friends. We lost Sal Davino, Larry Paragano, and they were mentors. And I would go in and I would see what you were doing with Larry and Sal and fine Italian-Americans all and to giving back to the community. So thank you for all that you stand for, with a shout-out to our mutual friend, Mr. Raymond Chambers. These are the folks, you like you, Vic, who have enlightened me to be able to come on the radio and to tell folks about the good things that are happening and how we can give back. Thank you for that, Vic. You're front and center in that regard. And we so...
Thank you, Joe. And you know, Joe, the light needs to be shined on you, too. I hope everybody who's listening knows how much you give back, Joe. You are always ready to help other people. You're just a great American.
Joey Benefit, Vic, you got a charity. I got that tuxedo ready to go, baby. I'm ready. Thank you, Vic. Thank you so much for all that you do. And God bless. Thanks for joining us, Vic. Vic Richel, great man, great guy, and one of my mentors. So thank you for allowing us to spend some time with the great Vic Richel. Joe on the radio, 847. Oh, before we break, Al, Anthony Volpe, on the Yanks won, the Mets won. We didn't even talk about it. This is huge. And Anthony Volpe, this kid looks great at shortstop.
Yeah.
He had a walk, stolen base, kissing the jersey. How great was that?
Yeah,
for this
that
kid
was his,
from,
when he was kissing the jersey, that was his, for the roll call out in the bleachers. That's what he did when he ran out onto the field. No, it's a great story. The kid looks good, you know, in the early going.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think the fans are going to give him a chance. The kid's a lifelong Yankee fan, and we hadn't talked about it, but it turns out his father was my urologist for the last few years.
There you go.
And I had no idea that his kid. No, but here's the best part, and this is why I think this kid is going to be a tremendous success.
He was waving the rubber glove.
No,
is that why he was?
No,
it's a little uncomfortable.
He got right to the point. But anyway, he never spoke about his son playing sports. Like, we talked sports. He talked about how he called sports radio shows all the time, and, you know, he's very interested in a lot of different sports. But he never once mentioned that his son played baseball.
That's it.
So I had no idea. Yeah. And then my wife texted me yesterday and says, did you know that, you know, Dr. Volpe's son is playing for the Yankees?
Wow.
And then I went, wait, what? Yeah. And then I go, now my wife and I were both talking about it because a few months ago I got an email from the practice saying that he was leaving the Berkeley Heights offices and going into Manhattan to practice.
Wow.
And that if you wanted to follow him into Manhattan or whatever, blah, 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 you had to fill out this form. And I'm going, well, why do I want to go see the guy in Manhattan? I want to get home to Jersey. It's not convenient for me.
But now you'll go because he's Anthony
No. I need to pick a new urologist, but whatever. But I was like,
I know a guy. You know a guy.
Yeah. Oh, I know you know a guy. You know, you have
a whole Rolodex just of medical professionals.
Really. I want a guy who's going to tell me, like my wife, my wife's gynecologist told her, you know, you're too wide for the That's the guy I want. What are you doing? Oh, I see why you're here, because you're fat, and, you know, there's some problems. Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, Doc. No, but he was a very good doctor, but you could tell that with Anthony Volpe, you could tell that his parents are very grounded because of the fact that he could have been bragging about his son left and right about how what a great player he is and this and that, et cetera, et cetera, and didn't say a word. And now it makes sense, obviously, why he wants to practice in Manhattan. It's easier for him to get to Yankees games after he's done, which is great. But, I mean, kudos to the parents. They did a really fantastic job. It is very difficult at that young age to be accepted.
21,
lifelong, and to be on, let's face it, the biggest stage of the world to play at Yankee Stadium in front of fans that, look, they'll let you know if you're not doing well. It's
but
great
the press,
story.
The press was great. He was, and Anthony was great at the press conference yesterday.
Yeah.
He was so on
But
yes
again, that
network.
Comes from his parents. I think that's
and then,
from
and
the
now Debbie's going to want us to talk about the Mets. The Mets won as well down in Miami, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... Yeah. They've already got their problems. Verlander's on the injured list because he strained something in his arm. He's going to continue to pitch, but he was supposed to open next week at home for the home opener, but now it looks like he's going to be on the injured list for a little bit. But look, they did a great job yesterday against a Cy Young Award winner and took care of business. A couple little problems with the pitching clock or whatever, but you know, they've nipped those things in the bud. So, again, game.
Al, I know we got a break, but did they say that that Anthony Volpe, the shortstop, new shortstop, the young kid, did he have something in his helmet where they could hear the calls for the pitches? What is that hearing about?
I don't think that he has it. I believe the pitcher and the catcher have a device in their baseball cap that they communicate with one another for the pitches.
Debbie, is that wild? Is that wild?
Wow,
I mean,
that's
they could hear it, but nobody could certainly pick up the frequency. Although someone's going to try to steal it.
I don't think it's voice. There's a clicking. I think it's like it's a click one for
Morse code.
That's very, very,
cool.
state of the art. Hey, 851, the Met fan, the number one Met fan, Debbie Duhamel is there.
That's me, you won.
But
I do really love the whole Anthony Volpe story, too. It's just great.
That kid
looks amazing.
Yep, very excited. Very exciting. Debbie Duhamel's out there checking traffic. 852 on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening. George Washington Bridge, 40 minutes into town. A disabled bus cleared past the tolls. Let's go to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. Moving fine here at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel, 15. Watch for delays as you head over to the Garden State Parkway North at 138 with a collision. It's on the shoulder. Southbound Garden State Parkway, 144, an accident. The New Jersey Turnpike, right at the ramp for exit 13 into Elizabeth and Linden. Watch out for an overturned truck over there. We're seeing delays on Route 18 in East Brunswick with some ongoing road work. And watch for slowdowns as you head to the Cross Bronx East out through Webster Avenue. It's kind of busy on the westbound BQE getting down toward Meeker Morgan and the Van Wyck northbound bumper to bumper getting up and out toward Atlantic Avenue. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back New York State Senator Kirsten Gillibrand to discuss the hot-button issue of protecting Social Security for seniors. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970 The Answer.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
This is Mike Gallagher. Join me on an amazing journey through Israel this October. Dennis Prager and I are going back to the Holy Land for the Stand With Israel tour, along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Imagine a personal impact from exploring Jerusalem, Galilee, the Dead Sea region, and so much more. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Relief Factor is it. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4, the number 4, the word relief, please. You will love Relief Factor, I think, and I think it can get you out of pain. How can I do that, Joe? Well, you get the three-week quick start. 1-2-3, as Uncle Jerry would say. Hey, 1-2-3. You get the three-week, the three-week quick start. Only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. It's 100% drug-free. There are tens of thousands of people trying. Hundreds of thousands have tried Relief Factor. And when I tell you 70% go on to order more, that's, you know what that percentage is? That's huge. That's hundreds of thousands of people. And they're all out of pain thanks to Relief Factor. So go to ReliefFactor.com. You got any question you want to know, it's at ReliefFactor.com. Great website. And then you could call, talk to somebody at 800-4-RELIEF. And for $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain, I'm going to keep telling you about it till you get Relief Factor because it works for so many people. And I want you, like me, to be beyond the people and out of pain. 800-4-RELIEF or ReliefFactor.com. Hey, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeffrey, give us a breakdown over the weekend. How we doing, buddy?
Over the weekend, it's going to be kind of a little bit damp, at least to start off, with some showers arriving late this afternoon into the evening, and then it'll continue again tonight into tomorrow, where we're not only going to see showers, but also some heavy thunderstorms with very windy conditions, gusting up to 40, even 50 miles per hour in some spots. Temperature-wise, for the afternoon, 56 this afternoon, 54 tonight, and then 70 will be the high tomorrow, so it's nice, all things considered, but we have to deal with that rain in the first part of the day before we see a little bit of sunshine just before sunset. And then on Sunday, we finish off 52 degrees with plenty of sunshine.
Sounds good. Well done, Jeffrey. As always, my friend, we appreciate it very, very much. Have a good weekend. Joe on the radio. I'm looking at my thing that this a beautiful plaque my friend Joey Falco sent. House blessing. Lord and Master, protect this house and everyone who goes in and out, with a picture of Jesus on it. Thank you. And Joey said, put it in the background when you do your hits. In front of all the American flag and everything, and indeed I did. And then Joey just told me about he's going to fix my Tiffany problem. I think he knows a guy. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it. He's in the jeweler business. They all know each other over there. You know what I'm saying? And but I'm just trying to take out. And I always am so ahead of the game when it comes to Easter. I already got the Easter stuff for the kids. Is that wild? And now graduation and everything, I take care of that. But it is a little stressful because it's so hard to get anybody on the phone. It's so hard to get anybody working. But I ain't giving up. You're not giving up. We are continuing onward and forward. You do not want to miss coming up next hour right here on AM 970 The Answer with Al and Joe and Debbie and Joe Piscopo. Alan Dershowitz, what has he got to say about the Trump indictment? Where it will go? How it will unfold? Alan Dershowitz, front and center in the 9 o'clock hour. And the good Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient, a true blue American hero. And we're going to talk about the 9 killed tragically in that Black Hawk helicopter crash in Kentucky. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We are coming right back at you.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.